Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Lola with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a species of wasp that Queensland school students caught in a trap have officially recognised a new discovered species. Students at Gingin State High School, as part of a National Citizen Science Program, safely captured the specimen and sent it to the Canadian Centre for Biodiversity Genomics for DNA barcoding. The wasp is now officially catalogued and dubbed Cotesia, though its only parasitic method of reproduction is laying eggs in moth larvae.
Oakey Creek North Coal Mine resumes operation after evacuation. Operations at one of the Bowen Basin's most productive underground coal mines have resumed after 3 months of inactivity. Production of Glencoe's Oakey Creek North Coal Mine in Terry was suspended in April after influx of water. 100 workers were evacuated following inflow into non-production area of the underground mine. No workers were injured, and mining regulators were notified of the incident. A Glencoe spokesperson says operations have recommenced following the removal of water and the rehabilitation of the affected area. In national news, nearly two-thirds of Australian workers preparing to quit their job. Nearly two-thirds of Australian workers are preparing to quit their job even as moving between roles is becoming a longer and more arduous process. According to this year's Hay Salary Guide, 61% of employees across the country expect to leave their job same time in the next 12 months, often in search for progression, opportunities and better pay, although better benefits is also a key consideration. Employees are satisfied enough to stay put for now. Yes, a significant portion are looking to move elsewhere, worry that salary pay aren't worth accepting. This should tell employers that despite the cost of living, salary is no longer enough. Benefits, progression and purpose matter more than ever, Hayes Asian Pacific Chief Executive Matthew Dixon said. Labour's Ellie France details grief amid battle to take down Peter Dutton. Leader Slayer Ellie France has detailed how she beat one of the most prolific politicians of our time and remembered her heartbreaking final days with her son who died more than a year out from her election win. The incoming member of Dixon, who unseated opposition leader Peter Dutton in May's federal election last night, painted her victory as a seven-year mountain climb, describing her son Henry's courage when he was diagnosed with what would eventually be terminal leukemia as instrumental in getting her elected.
In international news, at least 19 people have died after a Bangladesh Air Force plane has crashed into a college campus. The aircraft crashed into Milestone School and College in the North Area capital Dhaka, where students were attending classes and taking tests. The Bangladesh military's public relations department has not confirmed the reason for the plane's crash, but students have openly spoken to Associated Press about the frightening experience, with many still being hospitalised for burns and injuries. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with an expected afternoon storm. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.